You're listening to Untouchable Grooving from Mary Skelter Finale, released September 30th, 2021, composed by Yo Oyama. Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, and it will be a solo show. Obviously, it's the end of the month. Well, not quite, and we're actually posting this somewhat on time. Not quite the end of the month yet, but it is the final Wednesday of the month, so you know what that means. Another episode of Radio Hour. We're up to volume 68. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. Really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. Real quick, special note, if you're listening through Spotify, please be aware that not every episode moving forward will show up on their app due to licensing issues. So we encourage anyone listening exclusively through Spotify to find an alternative method, such as Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or any other podcast catcher available on both iOS and Android. Remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG Era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexax and Zanku. So yeah, Radio Hour for the month of April 2024. As mentioned, we are up to volume 68, which theoretically should have uploaded last month, but due to the issues we were having with our previous host, the episodes that we were putting together, more often than not, were being deleted. So this is now the actual Radio Hour Volume 68. If you're curious and you're not in our Discord server, there is a file that you can download of the Radio Hour that will never air, but there are some tracks, actually just one, but I turned it into the mini spotlight for the episode this month that did make this particular episode as well. And now that we've switched hosts, we're back to Podbean. There is a chance that some of the tracks we played in that deleted episode will eventually air in another episode in the future. But this is primarily a unique one. I'm excited to be getting back on track. You have no idea. It feels great to be caught up. Bedroth and I have already sat down and recorded next week's episode. That should hopefully post on time as well. It's a good time, at least for the show. For me personally, not so much. You know what? That's okay. I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to. I do talk about it a little bit in the episode that Bedroth and I recorded for next week, but I'm not going to really talk about it here. I'm not going to get into it. Instead, we're just going to focus on the music. We've had some really good episodes post over the last month or so. You guys know with Radio Hour, I've been trying to promote some of the episodes we've uploaded over the past month. If you missed anything we dropped in the month of April, make sure you go check those out. We did an episode called WrestleMania, where Bedroth and I did a focus on wrestling games timed with WrestleMania 40. So make sure you go check that out. There was a spotlight episode on Dragon's Dogma 2. And most recently, last week, we put up an episode where we featured music from games or levels featuring skies and clouds. In terms of BG Mania B-sides from Bedroth, we had two drop in the month of April. We had one on Donut Dodo, which was a listener request from Alex the Messenger. And most recently, we did put one up on Chia. There'll be another one dropping probably in another week or so, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. But it's been a good time for BG Mania. I'm glad that we finally switched hosts. You know, I'm not excited that I am paying for the show again to be hosted. That is one thing that I really did appreciate about Anchor.fm and Spotify, is that the hosting was free. But with that came some downsides. But hopefully now that'll be fixed. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in the future. You've probably noticed over the past 2 weeks or so, there hasn't been any ads in the show. Except if you're listening to episodes that uploaded prior to Dragon's Dogma 2. That was the first episode that dropped on the new host. Anything that posted before that one likely will still have ads because they were embedded into the show from the previous host. We're hoping to be able to get ads back in BG Mania here in another month or so as we've built up our stats through Podbean. We already qualify. For whatever reason, it won't let me switch it until I guess we have a month of stats, but we already qualify. So hopefully we'll be able to start pulling in a little bit of revenue from that as well. But that just basically means I want to promote once again. We are on Patreon. You can support the show there if you would like to pledge. I've been considering maybe setting up some other ways to donate as well. I appreciate, obviously, anything that anyone is able to send in. It helps keep the show on the air. And yeah, I do appreciate all of you continuing to listen each and every week, whether you support us monetarily or you just support us by streaming or downloading the episodes. It means the world. You have no idea. If you're listening to this and you have fans, you have not fans, but if you have friends and family, maybe you have fans if you have your own show as well, but friends and family that listen to video game music or like video game music, make sure they're aware of this show. Any and all listeners we get will be a huge help moving forward, especially as we reestablish ourselves on a different host, get all of our stats back up, and make sure that we are still trucking as one of the longest running and consistent video game music podcasts, even though, you know, the consistency is hit or miss at times. But we're still going, man. We are still going strong because, yes, we're up to Radio Hour Volume 68, but this is episode 333, the magical triple three. And obviously we have way more than that because we put up several bonus episodes. We're almost up to 30 bonus episodes. Or I know we're over that. We're almost up to 40 bonus episodes because we have bonus episode 38 coming up in May. Obviously now with the BG Mania B-sides, we are damn near close to 400 total episodes of BG Mania, which I never thought would be possible when we started this show. So that's super cool. But back to the music. Radio Hour Volume 68, closing out the month of April 2024. We have a really good episode lined up today that I think you guys are going to enjoy the hell out of. We opened up with Bedroth's first submission of the episode. We took a listen again to Untouchable Grooving from Mary Skelter Finale, released September 30th, 2021, composed by Yo Oyama. I never did play Mary Skelter Finale. I actually do own on the Vita the original Mary Skelter, and I did play a little bit of it, but never did finish it, never did play any of the ones that released after the very first one. And I don't know that I ever will, but that was a super good track. Really did appreciate it, really did enjoy it. Great way to open the show. Fantastic way to open the show. As usual, you guys know how these radio hours work by now. An eclectic mix of music. Bedroth brought four tracks. We'll hear his other three at the end of the show. I have four as well. A normal block of three and the closeout. We have three tracks from you guys, the listeners. And we do have a mini spotlight, which we don't usually open with the mini spotlight. But we're going to be opening with the mini spotlight here in just a minute. There will be no chatter, no talking in between the tracks outside of me introducing them. We let the music speak for itself in Radio Hour, and we're not going to waste any more time because I don't have much more to say. Let's go ahead and kick things off with our mini spotlight. This mini spotlight features one of the tracks that was in that deleted Radio Hour Volume 68 that never did post last month. We're focusing on the recently released Sony published Rise of the Ronin. And we're going to kick things off by taking a listen to the main theme from Rise of the Ronin. This released on March 22nd, 2024, and it was composed by Einan Zur. Coming up next, let's take a listen to Suburbs of Yokohama from Rise of the Ronin. Again, this released on March 22nd, 2024, and again it was composed by Einan Zur. closing out our mini spotlight for the month, let's take a listen to Battle Pro Shogunate 1 from Rise of the Ronin. Again, this released on March 22nd, 2024, and for the final time, once again, this was composed by Einan Zur. Let's go ahead and move into my normal block of three tracks for this radio hour. I'm really excited for you guys to hear these three. Let's begin by taking a listen, very fittingly, using the word begin. We're going to take a listen to Every Story Begins at the End of Another from Tales of Kenzera, Zal. This is actually recently released, April 23rd, 2024, composed by Nainita Desai. Up next, let's take a listen to Dragon Valley Stage 1 from Freedom Planet 2. This released on September 13th, 2022 for PC. It actually just released earlier this month on consoles, finally, and this was composed by Leilani Wilson. closing out my block of three, we have a special track. Fans of Kaiichi Okabe, fans of Nier, you're going to appreciate the shit out of this one. Let's take a listen to Star Descent from Stellar Blade. This is actually yet to release, however, it is releasing this Friday, April 26, 2024, composed by Park Jin-bae, Oliver Good, and Kaida Inoue. we're going to go ahead and move into our listener block for the month of April. And we're going to begin by taking a listen to Woof from Virtua Fighter. This is the Sega Saturn version. Released on May 11th, 1995. Composed by Takayuki Nakamura. And this was actually requested by Bruce Worthy himself, Kyle. We'll be right back. Up next, we're going to take a listen to Electronica of the Soul from Persona 4. This released on December 9th, 2008. It was composed by Shoji Meguro, and this was requested by somebody who I think is trying to get every single version of the Velvet Room track that exists in the Persona series onto the show, requested by Zanku. closing out our listener block, let's take a listen to Marycrest Mission District from Take No Prisoners. This released on October 14th, 1997. It was composed by Kevin Schilder and Chia Chin Lee, and this was actually requested by Gary. Moving on to Bedroth's normal block of three tracks for the episode, we're going to begin by taking a listen to La Concorde from Battle Fantasia. This released on September 16th, 2008, and it was composed by Kenosuke Sumura. We'll be right back. Coming up next, we'll be taking a listen to Cave Battle from Popful Mail. This released on February 23rd, 1995, and it was composed by the Falcom Sound Team JDK, most likely Maiko Ishikawa and Atsushi Shirakawa. Closing out Bedros Block of Three and our block of music before we get out of here, before the closeout, of course, let's take a listen to Underground Theme from Valkyrie no Densetsu. This released on March 1st, 1989, and it was composed by Hiroyuki Kawada. my friends, is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week and the close of the month of April. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPG Era. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow this show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. My last pick of the episode is closing us out today, and this is one that's been sitting on my playlist. I just wasn't sure where to put it in. I still am not convinced that this is the episode I wanted to put it in, but for some reason I decided to go ahead and do that. This is actually a love song written by a teenage John Hare in 1984, and it was recorded years later to become one of the theme tunes in the classic 1990s game Cannon Fodder. We have played this track a few times in the past because I am such a big fan of this particular piece of music. I never realized until maybe 2-3-ish years ago that this was recorded with lyrics to become an actual song outside of the game Cannon Fodder. It features Richard Joseph on keyboards, Graham King on drums, and an amazing saxophone solo by frequent Pink Floyd, Roger Waters collaborator, Ian Ritchie. Super excited to finally be bringing this to BG Mania. Taking us out of the episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Narcissus by John Hare, which again is the lyrical main theme from Cannon Fodder. The instrumental version was the main theme from the game. This released and was recorded sometime in 1993. I don't have a specific date. Performed and composed by John Hare and Richard Joseph. Keep the music playing and keep it loud. We'll be right back.
so one with me. But looking back, I see what I was meant to see. I gazed at